The village of Mougins is a haven of natural beauty and artistic allure. This picturesque place, with its winding roads and blooming flowers, has long been cherished by artists and tourists alike, both seeking solace in its serene ambience. In fact, it was within this very village that the artist Pablo Picasso once found sanctuary and creative inspiration. Mougins is a feast for the senses, where the beauty of nature intertwines with the charm of cobblestone streets and rustic buildings. A place where, as you wander through enchanting alleyways, the whispers of history seem to echo in the air. The rolling hills and breathtaking vistas that surround the village offer a constant source of inspiration, casting a spell of peace upon all who venture here. And this is the place where James spends his summers. The taxi pulls into the drive, and James steps out of the passenger seat, mumbling thank you to the driver. He stands upright. As he straightens the crinkles in his spine, a wave of wind hits him, filling every part of his body with a refreshing coolness. He closes his eyes, inhaling deeply and consciously. When he next opens his eyes, his vision refocuses. Here he is, home. Well, his summer home, at least. He knows these pathways, these rooms, these nooks and crannies. The villa on the hill is waiting for him. He needs this break, he thinks to himself. He deserves it. It's been months of work, and the prospect of 12 days spent laid out in the sun is what's kept him going. Trudging up the hill, James finally reaches the front door. A tinkling of bells chimes against the hardwood door as he swings it open, leaving his flip-flops by the entrance. James never wears shoes in the house or the garden. He prefers to be barefoot, as it makes him feel more in touch and connected. The tile is cool against the soles of his feet. With each step, James absorbs the sensation of his feet rubbing the ceramic. He slowly makes his way to the cool oasis of his kitchen. The tiles are glossier here, and smoother. Ultramarine blues and sharp whites accentuate the terracotta island in the middle of the room. Upon this granite surface stands an array of bottles, olive oils, an assortment of fruit chutneys, fig jams, and preserves. His neighbors have obviously stopped by. He needs to send thank you notes, he thinks to himself. Yes, he'll get on those tomorrow and invite everyone over for a late lunch. Next week, perhaps. Wandering onto his terrace, James looks out over the valley below him. The panorama springs